It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico, and you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I am Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Gray and Green, two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
Hey, it's Rachel and Jackie from the Gray and Green Show. If you haven't listened to our podcast yet, you are missing out.
Get it online, 1053hotfm.com.
You can also get it on iTunes, of course. But we are very lucky to have an awesome sponsor, Urban Obsession, in downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
They are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions. Right now, Urban Obsession's offering 25% off all hair color services. Go ahead, go for that new look for fall and the holidays with Urban Obsession's Simply Smooth Pure Color. It's keratin-infused. Call and make an appointment and tell them Jackie and Rachel sent you.
Episode 49, and Jackie's got a bunch of crap in between her teeth. You get it out?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm working on it. It's from the cap on my lid, dude.
Kelsey's here as well.
Hi.
Hi, Kels.
Hi.
Thanks for filling in for me while I was on maternity leave.
You're so welcome.
I've been very grateful that you did the podcast and I didn't have to worry about it. But I forgot what I was going to say.
It was really inconvenient to my life. I really hated every minute of it.
She had to come hang out with me. And that sucks enough. It is.
I got through it.
Good Lord. I can't believe we're at 49. Okay, so, you know.
Next week's the big 50.
Next week's the big 50. And I put on my Facebook page, what should Jackie and I do for our 50th episode? A lot of people said we should bring our husbands on.
I thought that was one of my favorite episodes when you like did the recordings of your husband's.
Yeah.
One of my favorite episodes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was hilarious.
You get a little bit more on your mic. Your levels are just a little low. You can move it.
Nope, it doesn't move. That's as far over as it goes.
There you go. That's a little bit better, actually. Yes. When we did the recording with Aaron and Jimmy.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, we should do. I want to do something, but it's hard. I don't know what Jimmy's day is like, but I can't get Aaron in here in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know that I could get Jim here in the morning.
No, but maybe we could do another recording thing.
We could.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
I think it sounded fine. It's not. Didn't sound like crap or anything.
Well, that's good.
True. We just write it off our phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do something with our husbands. We'll have to figure it out. Have
I
to
really
do something.
Think it's something.
50 is a big deal.
Something.
We hit our year mark like a week ago, too.
I know, and I didn't even realize it'd been a year.
I didn't notice until I got a little notification on my phone.
Yep.
I was like, holy crap, I've been doing this a year.
Holy guacamole.
Shouldn't it have been 52 episodes then?
No, because we have mini-sodes thrown in there. Yeah, we've had weeks where I've been out of town or, you know,
right,
knocked up or something.
She had a baby one week.
Right. But we got to say thanks to Jackie because Jackie set up a photo shoot for us that was bomb yesterday.
That was fun.
I love how the girls were like, it was so fun. So it was Jackie, Kelsey, myself. And then two of the guys that we work with.
Yeah.
And you could tell they were so uncomfortable.
Dude, I will say Ken Evans cleaned up really nice. Like, he looked good. He had a hat on, a little coat, like a nice like suede, like royal blue color. Like, he looked like straight vintage.
Yeah.
But that there was a definite, so he was the first one there. And it was just me and him because I got there early since I knew the photographer.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, well then Ken, let's just start with your headshots. And he goes, okay. And so I go, I'll just sit and watch. And he goes, okay. And like, I'm watching and he's like, you know, hand on her chin, like,
yeah,
like glamour shots with Deb.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, no.
I can tell he was so uncomfortable. Like,
I get uncomfortable getting those photos done, too.
It's a little weird at first. You're like,
yeah.
I wasn't uncomfortable at all. I felt
I felt like a
rock star.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm a rock star.
I love it. I love that they make you do the pose zone. She fixes your hair. She doesn't want you to look like a jabroni.
I know.
Right.
I know.
She wants you to look good.
Yeah, what's her name?
Elise.
What's her photography company name?
Mod Betty Portrait Boutique.
Okay, check her out if you're in GR. I absolutely
adore
her. Yeah,
she's awesome. She's done a bunch of photos of me and my daughter. She did my ad page for the last pageant I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really done a lot of stuff for me. She's great.
She was amazing. But yeah, mm-hmm. The boys seemed really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and like, okay, so like Nate Rose, he does middays for us on Hot FM.
Yeah.
He shows up and he's got his little glasses on. And
okay.
I had wrote, everyone took me so literal. So I turned into a Nazi. And I wrote this email. And in the email, I just was like, Well, I guess a lot of people here haven't gotten to do new headshots because no one in the office supplied it for us.
Right. I haven't had it in years.
Right. In years. So I just wrote, a good train of thought, and this is mostly for the men, is solid colors. Don't wear like a freaking polo with checkers all over because it looks bad. It just doesn't look good on camera.
No, Jackie, the email was very helpful and nice. It was just because you do those photo shoots all the time.
Right. So Nate shows up in a long sleeve, like Under Armour looking shirt. Like it's the only shirt he has.
He did look nice, and he was in solid colors.
He wore black on black. Black top. All he needed was a ski mask. I thought he was going to mug me.
Jackie has been reaming on Nate Rose yesterday.
She secretly hates him.
I actually really love him. That's why I'm comfortable ragging on him.
Okay.
And he don't listen. Nate, do you listen?
He might.
Hey, Urkel.
Walked in the door and was like, actually, I do listen. Thanks,
I'm
Jackie.
I'm super offended.
Hurry. There's a strong part of me that doesn't think he'd walk through the door right now.
You are the biggest ass I know.
I know. Steve Urkel. That's Nate's nickname.
You can't really be an ass with your hair looking like that.
I got space balls in. Do you know they're called space balls?
What?
I thought it was space buns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jackie looks like Princess Leia. Can we talk about why do you call it space balls?
Well, okay, backing up. It's Spirit Week at Hot FM, which Ken and Rachel came up with, and I said I'll participate.
Ken came up with his son is going through Spirit Week at school, and I didn't want to look like a buzzkill, so I also had
Spirit Week. It's like wearing your pajamas one day, crazy hair day, hat day. So today was crazy hair day, so I wore pigtail buns, which I thought was called space balls.
I'm 99% sure it's space buns. Why would it be called balls?
I've never heard
little
buns
balls.
Space.
They're buns.
They're like little balls, though. They're circles.
Oh, my
God. Well, we have lost every podcast listener.
Bye.
Well, either way, I'm rocking the ball buns, whatever
Good
you want
God.
To call them.
The ball buns.
So this week, I thought, ball buns aside, that we could do something a little bit different. Like, because I don't know, it's been a weird week.
It's been a real weird week.
I think I feel like it's dragging. Mm-hmm. Maybe because it's been such a slice of depression.
Mm-hmm.
But we were reading articles today about, have you followed the news at all with the Vegas stuff?
Yeah.
I watch the news intently when these things happen. Like yesterday they broke in for a press conference and
I have to turn it off because they keep showing the videos of, cell phone videos of it going on. I can't watch.
I haven't watched a single one.
To my stomach.
I don't want to see it. And no. I've also heard radio stations playing the audio of it.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
We didn't know. We didn't play the audio.
Why do we have to publicize that aspect of it that much? I don't want to see or hear people dying.
No, me neither.
You
it's
could just
terrible
tell me what
the
happened.
World we live in. We're like, obviously, we have our camera phones. Everything is documented. I mean, nothing misses a beat.
Right,
right.
Everything is documented. But I'm with Kelsey on this, that like playing that audio, and when you hear it, you imagine, obviously, you picture in your mind everything that's going on. And it is unbelievable. One, the feeling it gives you, and two, I don't like glorifying it for ratings. I get kind of weird about that.
No, me neither.
And I don't like to say the person's name because obviously they did it for attention.
And the thing is this, if people want that news, they're not listening to us.
I agree.
We're a top 40 music station. They're not tuning into us to get the latest on the Vegas shooting. They're going to go to the news.
Agreed.
Or the internet.
And that's kind of how we handled it on the show was because we're fun. Like that's what we do.
We'll give our condolences.
We want to be the escape for that kind of thing. And like when we talked about it, we gave a little update here and there in the beginning. And then we reverted them to the news talk station if they want to continue in coverage.
Perfect.
But I think that's a good idea.
I think it is too. Just all this shooting stuff. It freaks me out to like no end. Like I lost sleep over it the other night because I'm thinking about, my God, what about when Quinn grows up and these things are happening and I don't want her to go to a concert?
Well, like even you remember years ago, the Colorado movie theater shooting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After that happened, I'm an anxious person. I struggled going to the movies because now whenever I see a person who is all by themselves maybe or wearing like a jacket that's too big, I think in my head, oh, my God, what if? What if I'm in the movie that that's going to happen in
and
next?
And that's the thing, Jackie. It makes that fear so that when I'm trying to see Kelsey around this computer, it makes that fear so that when you see somebody that is sitting by themselves or
you start to question everything.
Here's another example, wearing a long trench coat after Columbine.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Game over.
That crosses my mind, too.
You can't help
it. And I'm even going to say this because it's incredibly racist. But when you're on a plane and you see somebody who's possibly Muslim, I have no issues with Muslims, but it crosses my mind
just because it's been put there a lot by the media. For
right.
I feel like I don't even need to see someone by themselves anymore. Like when I go to the movies, I just like make sure I'm aware of where the exits are. And it's so sad that has to be something that I think about.
I don't want to think that way.
Right. But I do. And I feel like I have to.
Right. It's terrible.
Listen to the effed up thing that happened to me at a movie.
Oh, God.
What?
You guys are going to die. Oh, my God. I'm sweating thinking about it.
Oh, okay. God.
My friend Jake, I think you both met him. He's one of Jim's best friends growing up. He's in our wedding. We went to see a movie when Jim was out of town at a show. We're like, let's go see a movie. We're bored. We get there and we're the only two people in the theater. We're like, that's freaking weird. No one's here. About an hour into the movie, this couple comes in. And they're like in their 40s and they look scuzzy. I don't know them, but they looked a little rough.
I'm already sweating.
Off. And they walked in an hour into the movie.
And an hour in?
Yeah, no one was in the theater. And then an hour in, this couple walks in. They walk in. They stand at the end of our aisle and just stand there staring at me.
What?
Just staring at me. And I'm like immediately uncomfortable. And I'm kind of breathing heavy, and I elbow Jake a little, and he goes, what? And I'm like, look at that couple. That's weird, right? And he goes, just ignore him. Like, don't even look at him. So he just kept watching the movie.
They were standing up.
It gets better. Standing at the end of my aisle. Then they go one row behind me
and the movie theater is empty.
Right behind me.
Oh, no. I would have gotten up and left. I would have left.
Breathing real heavy, and I'm like, oh, my God. Maybe this is just me, but I'm really uncomfortable. What's going on?
Yeah.
He starts rocking my chair with his foot. Just rocking.
No.
Back and forth.
No.
And I wanted to say something, but now I'm like, after things like the Colorado shooting, I think in my head, what if this guy's carrying a gun and he's waiting for me to say something? You don't know.
What did you do?
I just sat there, and I hit Jake's hand, and I go, what's going on? And he goes, I don't know. Then they both stand up, walk out their aisle, come down, stand at the end of our aisle again. And now I'm like straight up near tears. I'm like, what is going on? I'm not even watching the movie. This couple's freaking me out. They walk out of the theater, never come back.
Oh my God.
I would have left.
When we left the movie theater, Jake said, how weird was that? I go, that was the weirdest thing I've ever.
That's
so
terrifying.
They're sitting on a bench making out outside the theater.
Do you think they were on drugs?
I think they were on drugs. And I think that they either wandered into the wrong movie or they bought tickets and like, I don't know what was going on, but it was weird. And I was so uncomfortable.
That's terrifying.
It sounds like they were on drugs.
It was the weirdest thing ever happened to me.
That is terrifying, especially after the event in Colorado.
Right.
I mean, there's so many different things. People can't even go to church anymore.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what religion you are.
Right.
I don't care what religion you are. You should be able to go worship who you want, where you want.
Right. Agreed.
I get super hype about this. And the fact that somebody would do something like that to you and you don't know if they're high.
Yeah. You don't know what they're doing.
With everything going on in the world, you instantly feel a fear.
Right. And wait, I walked into work the next morning and our general manager instantly brought up the big venue in town and said, what if that's next?
What?
Are you serious?
What?
But here's
Why
the thing.
Why even say that?
I don't even see. I'm not judging him because it can happen anywhere.
Right.
And that's what's terrifying about it, because he's right.
He's right.
I don't want you to say that out loud, but I'm thinking it too.
You're thinking it, but you weren't saying it out loud. Right.
Right.
When I went to see Beyonce last year at Ford Field fits 60,000 people for a concert.
That's too many.
And all I could think to myself was, it was a sold out show.
Right.
And all I could think was, this is like a perfect target. How many people are here right now?
Right.
This is a huge, huge amount of people. It would be a perfect target. Or like go into the Super Bowl.
Right.
Broadcast everywhere.
Well, the thing with the Vegas shooting too that I don't understand is they said, how did he get all the ammunition, all those guns in his room?
They said
suitcases.
How many? I think he found like 20 some guns.
Something crazy.
Oh, just unbelievable.
Oh, worst part. Listen to this weird coincidence. One of my close friends, her husband is a competitive shooter, like target shooting.
Uh-huh.
And he does national competitions. He's really good.
Uh-huh.
He was in Vegas for a shooting competition the day it happened
and
had to come home the next morning with all six of his guns. And he was like, he texted his wife and said, I think we're going to drive outside of Vegas to the other airport in Nevada to fly home because this isn't a good place to go.
No,
with guns right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
And so they drove to the other airport to get out because they were like, I'm not. We're
I
not
don't
even
blame
screwing
them.
With it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah.
think the only thing that would make me less panicked, which is never going to happen, but if there was a motive that I knew about, then
there's
I
not
would
one
be
yet.
Like, oh, okay, it's not just going to happen tomorrow at this random place also.
Right.
I know. And then people have debates over, like, is it gun control, mental illness? I feel like, okay, something, that guy's off his rocker.
No, he's definitely oh, mentally yeah.
wrong. And yeah. I hate to, like, label it with mental illness because I know that there's a lot of different mental illnesses and, you know, but something's wrong with that dude. You don't right. just snap like that. Not even snap because it was premeditated. That's
but
what,
here's
I don't know.
The thing.
Have
here's
you heard
the
his
thing.
Family?
No.
His family's interviews?
No.
His brother has been talking to yep. the press saying, like, you need to do an autopsy. I would bet money that he has a brain aneurysm.
You
because
guys,
that's
time
so
out.
Unlike him.
ISIS took responsibility.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
ISIS said that they were responsible for this. But nobody knows if ISIS is just saying this.
Because they do that.
Because they want to take credit
I didn't even
for
hear
the
that.
Largest killing, well, modern
One
day
the,
U.S.
Yeah.
killings. And here's the thing. Are they just saying that?
It
Who knows?
Could be.
Or
what has this guy said? Has he said, yeah, I'm with ISIS?
The guy.
The shooter.
He's dead.
He's dead. Wait, I didn't follow
Oh, my God.
Close
okay.
He killed himself.
I'm going to. Okay. We got to start
enough.
From the beginning. Okay. So he was on the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay. I know. I'm just getting a rundown okay. in case somebody else has missed it. 32nd floor, Mandalay Bay, Country Route 99 Music Festival going on.
Yes.
30,000 people down there. He's got 20 guns up in the 32nd floor. He's aiming and he's got.
Right.
I don't know.
Down
he used
terror.
A hammer to knock out his windows.
Yeah. And then shot down, killed 59. Right. I think actually the death toll went up to 60 this morning.
Oh.
And over 500 people injured. But when the police got to his room, because they finally found what room in Mandalay Bay is a huge hotel, he had killed himself.
This is how I didn't know. Every time we get to those parts on the news, I mute it and turn away because they start showing those damn cell phone videos
right.
and I don't like watching them.
Right.
So
no.
I didn't even realize.
It's understandable. It's understandable
yeah.
because the first few hours of them reporting this,
mm-hmm.
all they did was say the suspect
yes.
has been apprehended or the right. suspect has been found, whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't say he committed suicide until like hours after.
Oh, okay.
And I only know that because I was at work like
right,
really early.
Right.
I heard this morning actually that he had... There was like a maid car outside his room and in the doorway. He had cameras set up so that he would know when the police were coming to kill himself.
Good
so
God.
So it was all premeditated.
He had it live yeah. streamed on an iPad in his room.
Premeditated up to the nines. Here's the other thing.
Oh, he was ready.
He just rented 52 rooms inside a condo building that overlooked the Life is Beautiful concert with Lord and Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
That I think is either supposed to happen this week or next week. I can't remember. But he changed his mind last minute to do... It was like
this
he couldn't
instead.
Wait.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait. Oh, wait, there's a festival. I'm going to go do this one. And that woman that they were looking for in the beginning that was mm-hmm. his female companion, as the news kept saying.
They have
said,
now, right?
Yes, they have her now. But originally they said she wasn't a person of interest.
But because of the money transfer, mm-hmm. now she is.
He wired $100,000 to her in the Philippines.
So what is she saying? Nothing? We don't have
we don't know
said,
yet.
I thought she said she had no idea.
Well, she did in the beginning.
Yeah.
She did in the beginning, but then they found out about this wire transfer.
Well, the brain aneurysm thing doesn't even make sense. Like, this is so planned.
That's his brother saying, like, this
He's
is
just
so
away.
Not like him.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe this happened.
Oh, my God. It makes me sick.
I know.
It makes me sick.
But that's the thing. The fact that somebody would snap.
I know.
No, I have a hard time with it.
I don't even think it's snapping.
I don't either.
He's been like this for a long
he had
time
to have
and
been.
There wasn't a snap involved.
Something's up. Absolutely. Something's going to come out about this, I'm sure.
I hope it wasn't
so.
ISIS. I don't want it to be ISIS.
But I do want a reason behind it.
I want a reason, but I don't want it to be ISIS because that freaks me out even more.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, when we went over to the UK, because I guess Ireland's part of the UK.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I got there.
It's a whole kingdom, dude.
I know, but I didn't realize Ireland. Not all of it is, though. Only part of it.
Only part of Ireland's in the kingdom?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. My husband just told me about this. But anyway, when we went over there, everything was being covered at the time with the cops being killed in Paris because they apprehended two people
right,
from ISIS.
Yeah.
That was when I was in
I forgot about that.
Ireland. Mm-hmm. That was going on. my grandparents were supposed to go to Paris. They decided not to and all this stuff. But you think we have it bad? Europe is a hot zone. It is you are so much more in danger in Europe than you are in the U.S., which is incredible. It's not as far. It's not as far for them to get.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's what we thought.
So they don't have to jump through as many hoops.
Unless they, you know, obviously they're recruiting their own. They're recruiting our own. Yeah. The whole thing is just like so terrifying. It is. And I don't know if you guys ask yourselves this, but obviously terrorism's been around forever.
Right. Right, forever.
It's just different kinds of terrorism. There's domestic terrorism. Obviously, there's ISIS. There's, Al-Qaeda. Like, right. It goes on and on. Do you worry sometimes that, like, this is something that people are just reporting on now and that, like, happened back in the day? Because my parents will say, oh, what is this world coming to? Or my grandparents, oh, what is this world coming to? People are crazy, blah, blah, blah. But, like, did this stuff happen back then and, like, not report it?
Yes.
Well, we didn't have access to it like we do now. Cell phone cameras, exactly. Internet. I think
right.
That, too.
That's what I was
thinking. I mean, hello, we slaughtered all the Indians.
Okay, right. So
like we went on someone's land and killed a bunch of Indians, killed them all.
Ken got hyped about that as we were talking about it off air one day, because we were talking about how somebody put up on Facebook right. That this is the largest
people have done
shooting in U.S. history. And Ken goes, no, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
He goes, when you think about the Indians and all those things, he's like, this is not the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. He goes, that's not true.
Right.
Yeah. Which is. And now I've realized the news is now stating modern U.S.
Yes,
history.
Because they realize that, oh, wait, I forgot we did that.
Right.
And also, I'm sure, like, we can just see it now. So right. We can record that it happened.
And that's, I think the recording's like a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you see, like, the videos from the festival and, you know, everything going on this week, Vegas. But then you also see these cameras coming off police cruisers where somebody's, you know, killing somebody and it right. Wasn't warranted. So, honestly, like, I think it's a blessing and a curse as far as the being able to document everything right. These days. But I think it's terrifying as we get older. I don't know. The kid thing I always go back to, but
right.
I got home that night and I'm with Aaron and we're playing with Quinn in the living room. And I was so happy for a moment. And I thought to myself, everything that's happened today. And here I am like
right.
Super happy with my family. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I'm so lucky. But it really does kind of make you want to hold those people closer. Right. I hate to get sappy and like get choked up, but like I really do feel that way. And I thought to myself, I almost wrote. Yeah, I don't know if you know this about me, but I keep a journal.
Journaling.
I think nerdy. I did know that.
Did you? Yeah. Well, I almost wrote down like how I felt that day. Like how I felt that day after everything that had happened.
Right.
I wish I would have now. I guess at least I have this podcast.
Right. You listen back to us.
But I don't know. I feel like it makes you feel things that you don't realize. And I tell you what, and it's honest to God. And I want to be the person that says, don't be scared. You're letting the terrorists win. I'm freaking scared.
No, hell yeah.
I try not to let myself think about it or else I would just be terrified 24
Me
hours
too.
A day. So I pretend that I'm like a speck on a huge map in the universe.
That's what I do too.
Nothing can ever hurt me like that. But I'm sure that's what all those people who were there thought as well.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, the hardest thing about it is you want to tell yourself that. But like our boss said, I mean, that it can happen anywhere.
Right.
And doesn't matter.
I know. I did see a segment on the news. They're talking about how there, you know, when they searched his room, how many guns he had. And then I saw people posting on Facebook, well, how do you even get up there with that many guns? And all I could think is, well, if you got into Vegas with that many, they're in your suitcases. I've never had a hotel check my suitcases.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I could go up there when I do a pageant. I have like six suitcases.
And he had right. Been in the room since September 28th.
So right, he was just hanging out,
bring
waiting.
Up one suitcase a day.
He didn't even need to. Or
one gun an hour.
Right, like, exactly.
Right.
No one's going to question it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Guns terrify me. And I'm not
they
trying
really
to spark the
too.
Political debate.
I know.
I'm not trying to do that because I think everybody has a right to bear arms. But personally, guns scare me.
I agree. I think you can feel however you want about guns, but I personally don't even want to touch one.
I've shot a gun before.
I have too, and I don't like it.
See, it's not that
me.
I have like a bad feeling
towards
it. I have
a concealed weapons permit.
You do.
So I feel a little different about it. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm not an expert.
No one does.
Do you own a gun?
Yeah. No. They're very expensive.
If they weren't that expensive,
too rich for Jackie's blood.
If I shot more regularly, possibly, but I don't shoot enough to be a responsible gun owner, so no.
That's very smart.
I'm not anti-owning one.
No, not at all.
Because especially with everything going on in the world, Aaron, you want to get a gun and keep it so that we can have it if somebody were to come in my home? Okay.
Yeah, but you better be trained on it, and you better practice shooting it all the time.
And that's my jam.
You need to go at least every other week or monthly to the range and shoot and be precise. You know what you're doing? Because I'm going to tell you what, when I got my concealed permit, a lot of the times we were talking about when we were shooting, the guy with us said, just so you know, you can get this down here, but when someone's in your house and you actually think you need to use that gun, this is you shaking.
Right.
And you're not going to, you probably won't even shoot him.
Right.
If the gun is going to scare the guy, it's not going to hurt him because you're probably not going to get the target.
Right.
Realistically.
That's terrifying.
Like, I could barely get a target. Well, and the guy teaching me's point was this. You're standing stock still with a target right in front of you and
not scared, under pressure.
And you still struggle to hit the target.
Right.
Which I do, because guns are, they have a kickback and they're not easy to use. And he's like, so imagine a moving target. You're terrified.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to hit that guy? You're not. You're hoping that you're going to be afraid.
I mean, yeah, you've got a point. You always think in your head, I'm going to be such a badass.
Yeah.
Right. And then it comes down to it, and I'm like, oh, God.
Right. And that's kind of my thing with this is, you want to say, I have a gun, I'm a badass, don't get into my home.
Right.
Right.
Have a gun, know how to use it, be safe with it, like Jackie's talking about.
Right.
But I don't think you need a machine gun in your home.
Exactly.
I don't think you need to be able to
get all of them there.
That's a tad aggressive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And if anything, just like that guy said to you, the gun is going to scare them away because probably an intruder doesn't think, oh, I bet they're going to turn a gun on me.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. The gun thing, though, I feel like all social media is right now is the gun thing. And
I know. I don't look at it.
There's right side, left side. That's all anybody wants to fight about.
There's two trains of thought. It feels like there's no in between. Either massive gun control or people have mental illness.
Right.
Mental illness, you know, whatever. You don't think there could be some kind of middle ground here?
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, people are dividing on their party lines.
Right.
I guess I just don't think I know enough about it to comment on it.
Same.
But one of my Facebook friends posted that they owned a gun and it's harder to adopt an animal from the Humane Society than it is to own a gun. And I just want to know if that's true or not. I don't know enough about it.
I don't know about how hard it is to get a gun. I don't have a clue.
No, I don't think I think that's a nice way of them spinning.
Could be.
Their tail. Because when I did I had an endorsement at a different radio station. That's how I got my weapons license. I did once a week shooting, and then I took a class to get my permit. I could have just bought a gun right there. They sell them there.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't going to stop me. They sell them there.
So it wasn't hard?
No, if I wanted to buy one. I'm sure they do background checks and stuff, but...
How much does a gun cost?
Hundreds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really expensive.
Wait, so they did or did not do a background check?
I didn't buy one. I said, I don't know.
Oh.
I'm assuming they have some kind of background check, but, I mean, they sell them right there at the shooting range.
But to
good business.
Yeah, right, good business.
To go back to that comparison, though, I have adopted an animal, and it is a lengthy process.
Oh, it's yeah, I agree. It is a lengthy process. I bought my dog at a garage sale, so I didn't go through that.
I bought my dog at some creepy-ass house in Lapeer, Michigan.
That's what mine was, a creepy house. It was like a garage sale.
$25 check that I wrote 2 days before payday, hoping they didn't cash yet.
I was drunk. Did I ever tell you that?
You were drunk?
I was drunk. We went tubing on the river in Big Rapids, and when we got off, this lady had a dog, and I go, that dog is cute. Where did you get that dog? And she said, down the street, that trailer park's having a garage sale. So I'm not lying.
I got my dog from a trailer park.
So oh my God, my dog was not from a trailer park.
We walked barefoot in bikinis, and Jim was wearing swim trunks, and we walked up, and we're like, we want this puppy. We want that dog.
And we're going to name her Olive.
And the guy goes, $100. And I said, that's cheap. I'm doing it. $100 is not cheap. And I go, Jim, he only wants $100. So we'll get $100. It's cheap. We're doing this. I want this dog. So Jim went and got $100, and we bought the dog, and it was the biggest mistake of our lives.
I can't believe I also got my dog from a trailer park.
Okay, what's your dog trailer park story? Were you drunk too?
I was not drunk because I had to drive to Ypsilanti because she posted on Craigslist, I'm taking this dog to the pound because she was the runt and no one wants her. So if you want her, stop by and pick her up.
Oh my God.
It was a breeder of pugs, but she was like, I have this runt, no one wants her. I'm going to go take her to the pound. And I thankfully saw that same day. Huh?
How much she want?
$200.
For a purebred pug?
Yeah. Thankfully, I saw it the same day. I was like, I will be there in 2 hours. Don't leave your trailer.
Don't take that dog to the pound.
Stay in your trailer, ma'am.
Stay where you are.
And I went and got her. I met her at her trailer, took my dog and left.
Yeah, this guy told me I was buying a Chiweenie and it was the new dog. And then it's like, just like,
girl,
just like golden doodles. It was the new like trendy dog. And I go, ooh, I want that. $100. That's a cute dog. It's a trendy dog.
She Find is out, cute.
She's like, not even a Chiweenie. She's got some dachshund. She's just a mutt.
Jackie?
She's got some dachshund, some chihuahua, some rat terrier. She's a bunch of everything.
I also got taken with the dog.
You spent $25.
I spent $25, though. But,
that was a great deal.
In my defense, I was sober. But I got on Craigslist, saw an ad. I'd been looking for weeks, and I get on Craigslist, and I'm like, oh, tight. These people in Lapeer, which is only like an hour. I lived in Port Huron at the time. I was doing mornings there, and it was only like an hour away. And Aaron and I had been talking about a dog, but he was like, no, we're going to wait till spring. I'm like, F that noise. I'm getting a goddamn
dog.
Yeah. So I get on Craigslist. I see this ad, $25 for a black lab golden retriever mix. And I thought, oh my God, retrievers my whole life. And I wanted it's called a flat coat retriever. When you mix a black lab and it's basically a golden retriever with black hair.
And it's super
and I'm like,
cute.
Oh my God. I can't believe $25. Oh, I need to stop. So Aaron pulls in the driveway from work, and I said, get back in your car. And he
We're
goes, what?
To Lapeer.
Get this old Oldsmobile 88. So the thing was so old. It had like gray sunspots on it. We used to have sex in the back of that thing. So it was disgusting. You would have thought we were at the trailer with the dog. So we get in the car, we leave, and we drive to Lapeer. And Aaron's like, I can't believe I'm going to get an effing dog with you right now. This is so ridiculous. I'm like, but it's a golden retriever, black lab. That's what I wanted. Baby, please. We pull up to this house. I tell people Ellie's a rescue when she really wasn't, but I pull up to this house. It might as well have been a rescue. It was so disgusting. There were just dogs running everywhere.
Oh my God.
There was a bunch of puppies in the front yard. And like, all I could see was like this really old golden retriever on the porch of this old house. And like this guy goes like, hey, you girls sent me a message on Craigslist. And I was like, yeah, it's me. I got a $25 check here. And he's like, well, you need to pick out a puppy. And I'm like, all right. So I see these dogs.
Pick your damn
I want to go there and pick out a puppy.
And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I have to get a dog. These dogs are not okay. Oh. And they're like just rolling around in the yard. Like I wanted a boy and I was going to name him Elton John. But all the boys were chewing on metal and like the weird yard art that these creepy ass people had.
You're like, I don't want that.
So there was a dog sitting by herself up on the top step. And I said, is that a girl? And he said, yeah. And I thought, okay, I'm going to take her. And I went and sat with Ellie for a minute. And then there was another girl, one that ran by me. And I said, is that a girl too? She goes, yeah. And then I looked at her tail. The boy dogs chewed her tail off.
Aww.
It was not okay.
What did it look like?
Like a rat tail. It was disgusting.
That's sad.
It was really sad.
You know, I wish you would have called
Olive.
Someone.
Yeah. Olive doesn't have a tail. She had no tail. And she was the only dog of the 8 puppies that didn't have a tail. And I said, why is that one not out of tail?
That's drunk, Jackie. And they said, a tail.
They said, born without it. And I said, so all these dogs have tails.
I'm sorry, you should have gotten a no-tail discount.
And they said, yeah. And I said, well, I don't know. Something's wrong with a no-tail. And they said, nope, just born that way. And I'm like, that's weird because everyone else has a tail. The mom has a tail. The dad has a tail. Why does the dog have a tail? And I go, how much do you want? And then they originally said $150, and I go, no, it doesn't have a tail.
You did get a no-tail discount.
We'll give it to you for $100. And I said, deal. And our friend Vinny was with us, and Vinny used to work with me across the street at the radio station. And he says, he has a big old black lab.
Yeah.
And he was drunk too, and he goes, these dogs are cute. I'm getting one too. And they're like, this
good
big.
God.
So he gets one and it's the brother of my dog. And he gets it home and he's like, well, see you guys later. I got my new dog. I'm going home.
Do you have family reunions?
The next day, Vinny calls me and he goes, what are you doing? I go, playing with the new dog. What are you doing? He goes, I'm driving up to Big Rabbit's this dog. And he goes, it whined all night and it's so tiny. My dog wants to eat it. Why would you let me buy a $150 dog?
So he got rid of it?
He brought it back and they bought it back from him.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, to end my story, I ended up with a pit bull black lab mix.
What?
Yeah.
I need you to, do you remember where it was at?
We are not going there.
I need to.
I don't think they're there anymore. Ellie's seven. She's old. She's got a gray face.
I need to go see for myself. I'm honestly not going to sleep tonight. Too. I'm not going to sleep tonight thinking about the puppy with the chewed off tail, Rachel. I wish you hadn't told me that.
Okay, so I end up with a black lab pit bull mix. Her sister had no tail because it was chewed off. You'd think that my kind heart would take that dog too. I didn't. I was too vain. I took the dog with the tail.
Oh, I've got a story just like, girl, I got a story just like that. So in high school, when I had my original surgery years ago to remove my gonads, like we've talked about.
Yeah.
I was out of school for a really long time. And because of that, I was on a bunch of drugs for the pain.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of my schoolwork done. So when I got back, they gave me all these exams and I failed them. I promise this loops back around. And
I believe you.
I did terrible. By the time I was done with my freshman year of high school, my grade point was like 1.9. It was horrible. Ooh, so I failed everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't think twice about it because I was like, what do you want me to do? I'm sorry I didn't read Romeo and Juliet while I was getting cut open, taking my hormone producing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Body parts away. And then I was on Vicodin and morphine and everything else. So my parents kind of were like, what can we do to get her back on track? Like, she's so far behind. So they said, if you get all A's your sophomore year and your junior year, at the end of junior year, we will buy you a puppy. And I go, my own puppy? Years?
That's a hell of a deal.
And I said, my own puppy. So this would be my puppy.
My God,
no
I'm going to use this.
Dog. The dog stays in my room and like my dog. And they said, yes.
I'm going to put this parenting bribery in my back pocket right now.
I did everything I could. I got like one B minus once in math. And I was so upset. My dad's like, we're going to let it go because I would work so hard. So I got so many.
Listen, honey, she tried her best.
They knew I was working so hard. So then the end of my junior year, it's like spring break. My dad goes, it looks like you're going to get all A's. You've done really good. We're going to get a puppy. What kind do you want? And I wanted a pug. And I said, I want a pug so bad. So we went to this Amish farm in Indiana.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Amish.
It's about like 40 minutes from Kalamazoo.
You got a pug from the Yoders?
Oh, yeah.
I love the Yoders.
I know. Best sour cream in town.
I'm gonna give you a preview to the end of this. I didn't end up with a pug.
Okay, you did?
So we get to Indiana, and I'm like, Dad, we're going to get me a puppy. And it's the middle of the night.
Oh,
it was like 10 p.m.
I'm so excited for you.
And this Amish guy goes, all right, here's what we got. You got these pugs right here, 500 each. Or it might have even been more. And my dad goes, ooh, okay. I didn't plan on spending $500 on a puppy. Because
that's
thoroughbred.
Cheap.
That's cheap.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I didn't plan on buying her a $500 dog. I was saying more like $100. And then he goes, I got these miniature toy poodles, $500 each, because they were thoroughbred toy.
Right.
They were adorable, though. Then he goes,
what was the third option?
And then he goes, I can sell you this pug for $150.
Why?
Because it was missing an eye.
That happens with pugs, okay?
And I'm like,
it's common.
I was 17.
Tell me you got an eyeless pug.
No. I was 17 and I'm holding it and I'm like, I kind of had it on my lap, but like away from me. And I was like petting it. My dad goes, I think it's cute. You could name it like Pirate
or
something.
Your dad really didn't want to spend a lot of money.
I think you like him. And I'm like, I don't know, Dad. And I was being real squirmish about it. Then all of a sudden, I look up and I see this dog, and it's in a cage, and it's got this wiry, curly hair and big blue eyes. I go, what kind of dog is that? And he goes, our miniature toy poodle got in the same kennel as our pug. It's like a weird mix. And I go, how much? And he goes,
a pug toy
$25?
Poodle?
It's you can have it. It's a mix. It won't sell. It's like a mutt. And I go, I want that dog. So we took it home, and it was what we called a pugoodle. And I named it Miss Kitty, and that was my dog. And my dad, for like a year, would say, wonder whatever happened to that poor one-eyed pug.
I'm going to wonder too.
No one ever adopted
him. Poor one-eyed pug.
I need to find out where the farm was.
Miss Kitty was cute. Miss Kitty had a pug's body and a pug's nose, but wiry fur that wasn't quite curly, just wiry.
What happened to Miss Kitty?
She passed away a couple years ago.
How long did she live?
Right.
10-12 years.
Wow, dang, Miss Kitty.
I need to find Pirate the Pug.
Oh my God, that's so Pirate the Pug.
Pirate the Pug.
Yes! That's hilarious, because I imagine a little tiny Jackie, well, you were 17, so you weren't that tiny, but holding this one-eyed pug like, yeah, it's kind of cute, Dad.
I had brought like
both of of you are terrible. I need to go to Lapeer and then I need to go to Pirate the Pug.
I had brought like
save them all.
I was so excited for this puppy. I had brought like a hoodie and I had cut the zipper off it. I'm like, I want it to be around my smell because I read online that if the dog knows my scent, it'll love me the most. Oh, so I brought a hoodie and I would like instead of a blanket so the dog would lay in it. Like I wanted this dog to love me so bad.
What?
Instead, you went home with a pagoodle.
It was so
Miss
cute.
Kitty. Right.
A pagoodle. We had another dog named Marshall Dillon.
Did Miss Kitty love you the most?
Like from Gunsmoke. Marshall Dillon.
What's and
Marshall
Gunsmoke?
Dillon, I don't know. Old Western television show.
Okay.
And Marshall Dillon was the Marshall, and Miss Kitty was his like little lady.
Okay, did she love you the most? Did the sweatshirt work?
She did, but as soon as I went to college, I was like, bye, dog!
Right, well, see you later.
I'm going to college! And Miss Kitty became mom and dad and my sister Danny's dog.
Oh, my God. And that is the story of Miss Kitty the Pagoodle.
I can't. That, my friends, is Miss Kitty.
On that note.
She did. She did.
She gone. She gone.
Miss Kitty gone. Let's have a moment of silence for Miss Kitty.
I miss you, Miss Kitty. She was a good dog, but she did do this a lot.
That's
a
pug
thing.
That's a pug
thing. All the time.
Thing.
Oh, it was annoying.
Okay, on that note. This is maybe my favorite podcast episode ever because it started out such a slice of depression, but now we're dying.
You should hear how I got my cats.
Okay, we're going to save that for another episode. I don't want you to blow your wad in one show.
Yeah. You've never heard about Beatrice.
A whole episode.
I got a cat. I had a cat named Beatrice.
How Jackie obtained her animals.
I had a hamster.
What? No.
In college. Oh,
I
man. That was a sad day.
Well, dude. Okay. Because I feel sad like it's day. Too good to overshare. I'm crying. Okay. I see, Kelsey, we came into this not sure how we were going to go about this episode. We're 40 minutes in.
And I need to go to Lapeer and this farm, so I have to go.
If you would like to share your effed up story on how you've got your animal, hit us
FMK.
Up.
FMK, you were going to skip FMK.
Oh my God, I'm not. Okay, yeah. But if you do want to share that story, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com. We do have a good FMK. Ready, go.
The dads or the guys from Full House. Thank you, James Perez.
Okay, James Perez suggested that.
Oh, that's hard.
I already know mine. I've been thinking about it all morning. Yours. You want me to go first?
Yeah, I want you to go first.
Well, I'm going to start with who I'll kill. I'll kill that mother effer Danny Tanner because I hate him. Mr. Clean, you want to get him hugged, Danny Tanner?
But he's so sensitive.
And he's tall and skinny and gross and not.
He does freak me out.
Who you going to hook up with? I think that's pretty obvious.
Right.
Jesse Gonsalves.
Right,
for
sure.
Who you going to marry? Joey. He's going to make you laugh the rest of your life. And he's caring.
Cut it out.
He's got a damn puppet. He'll puppet my kid. He'll like, talk to him. Like,
okay.
Is that made of?
I feel like if I went any other way other than what you just said, I'm going to be miserable. So I have to agree with you.
Okay. I'm not agreeing. I will kill Joey so fast, everyone's head will spin.
What?
Dead.
Why?
Dead.
What?
Because he's so annoying.
He's funny.
Do you like wood? Remember he did that stupid
like
wood
Danny Tanner?
You want someone to obsessively clean your house constantly?
And I don't have to do it.
And make you hug all the time. That's annoying.
I'm a hugger.
And make you love and talk about your feelings.
Do you guys remember that episode?
High water pants.
You remember that episode when DJ had like the eating disorder and she was eating like ice cubes?
Yeah.
Like popsicles?
Yeah.
Water popsicles.
She was running on a treadmill like, I got to lose weight.
Excellent message, by the way.
That hit home.
Okay, yeah. So Joey's dead. I am going to... I'm gonna definitely F Uncle Jesse.
Okay, thank
not
you.
Even a question.
Obviously.
If you only said you were gonna F Danny, I would just like kill you.
And I'd only do that because I could not be married to a man that takes longer to get ready than me, and I feel like Uncle Jesse would be brushing his hair for hours.
You'd have to share the bathroom too much.
Right.
It would just be annoying.
Right. So that leaves Danny to marry only because he'll do my cleaning.
Oh, he's so gross.
You're gonna have a miserable life.
Bob Saget.
He looks like a
skeleton.
Has
anybody ever seen Bob Saget stand up?
It's hilarious. It's really dirty.
It is nasty.
You know why? Because he's compensating. It's stupid to me. He's compensating for years of being on this stupid show as a daddy.
He's gross.
I'm on a show that I'm really funny and be dirty.
Because
it's not funny if you don't make dirty jokes.
I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says, I hate Bob Saget.
I do. He doesn't host funniest videos anymore, does he?
No.
You know my sister got on that show, right?
She was on it?
My sister was on
it. A video or her in person?
A video.
What was she doing?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
It was just like 6 months ago.
I don't know this.
Six months ago?
I did know this. Yes.
My brother-in-law was every night. My niece practices baton. She's a competitive baton twirler.
Okay.
And they were practicing together and Jason was behind her and she goes, okay, daddy, do the routine with me. And they were spinning the baton and they tossed it to the other hand. And when he did, he's behind her. The baton fell on the ground, bounced off and hit him in the junk hard. And
course,
he hit the ground.
Of course he made it on there with
and
a nut shot.
My sister was laughing really hard and Sylvia went, ta-da! Because she didn't know that he was falling in with a nut shot behind her.
Did they win any money?
No, but they got featured on the show.
That's awesome.
And on the Facebook page.
I would put that on my resume.
Funniest Video shared the video on Facebook.
Love it.
That
you
is
haven't
so
seen
cool.
this? Yeah.
No,
you got to see
I shared
this.
It
it's
on
funny.
FM, I think.
I'm going to have to
find it. It's
pretty
funny. Okay. So FMK.
Yep.
Next week, if you have any ideas, we're taking them because we always end up with something
that
we don't know
really
what we're doing.
Yeah.
That was a really good one. So thanks to James Fresh for getting that in. Great and Green Show on Facebook. Great Green Show on Twitter. And rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, please rate us on iTunes.
And
we need some more ratings.
Next week's our 50th episode. If you have
if
an idea,
you think of something. Yes. Please.
We want to hear.
I wish we had the capability of doing like a live show. Where people could come watch.
You do
you know
have
what?
The
Look,
capability
we do have a
it.
New. Our coworker brought in this. No, you're not behind you. This right here.
We can Facebook Live.
We
it?
Can Facebook Live.
What we have if we a new Facebook Live the whole episode.
We have okay. Well, Facebook
Hold on,
Live the
I
entire
have a tripod
episode.
With a big ring light, like
yeah.
a professional light. We could put that in the light and on a stand.
Okay.
And legit video.
I love
That'd
it.
Be really cool.
Okay, that's what we're doing for episode 50.
Oh
we're gonna Facebook
God,
Live the whole thing.
So you have to follow the Gray and Green Show on Facebook.
Yep. Bump that show. Bump that show. All right, we're out of here. Thank you, Kelsey.
Bye.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico. And you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I'm Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.